Laundry day, see you there. Under things, tumbling. Wanna say, love your hair. Here I go, mumbling. With my freeze ray, I will stop the world. With my freeze ray, I will find the time to find the words to tell you how you make me feel. What's the phrase? Like a fool, kinda sick, special needs, anyways. With my freeze ray, I will stop the pain. It's not a death ray or an ice beam that's all Johnny Snow. I just think you need time to know that I'm the guy to make it real. The feelings you don't dare to feel, I'll bend the world to our will, and we'll make time stand still. That's the plan, rule the world, you and me, any day. Love your hair.
What?
No, I love the air. Anyway, with my freeze ray, I will stop.
Hello, and welcome to PWA Radio episode 30, as we've just discussed. I'm your host, Rob Robinson. But, you know, I was thinking, and I don't really want to do the podcast because you people don't deserve to listen to me for free. Now, if I could find a way to charge for the podcast, I'm pretty sure I would do that, but I haven't actually got that worked out because I just don't really care enough, although money is a big motivator. But anyway, so while I'm contractually obligated, I am contractually obligated to be here, I'm not actually contractually obligated to speak. So
finally.
Yes. So until I get what I feel is my Night Striker check for, you know, payment owed to me, this is what you're getting. So yeah, whoever's taking it over, just talk.
It's well, a bloody
I just have to say right off the top of the bat before anybody else speaks that, you know, this is probably the best Christmas and New Year's present that I could get is to be on this radio show and not have to listen to you, Rob. So thank you.
I think it's the gift that just keeps giving.
Yeah. Oh, he gives a lot, I'm sure. But let's move on.
It's like recycling a gift. Yay.
Yes, you know, it's one of the refill cards from Walmart. Yeah.
Well, you guys,
anyway, ladies, would we like to move on to the last show we need to cover?
Fine.
Rah.
As we all know, by the way, of course, we are joined tonight with Radio Rich, normally the co-host, but since our host is sitting out, Radio Rich will be filling in as the hosting chair.
No, I'm still the host.
Except you're not doing anything.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
But you don't do anything anyway.
Don't get ahead of yourself there, Rich.
So nothing new.
Still
good point.
All right,
ladies. He's the guest host, basically.
No, he can be the guest co-host.
He's guest host.
All right, ladies.
Let's go ahead and
move on. We got chaos to cover. Who would like to start this off?
All right. The night starts with Jacob Collins, the nephew by name of our favorite guest Chameleon, facing off against Aeolus Wrath, yet another of those wonderful Kelsers. And in the age-old battle of Somers versus Kelser, it was surprisingly Kelser winning the battle.
And you know what's funny?
How do you feel about that?
Last week, Rob was talking about how once in a while we name someone for just showing up. The guy he couldn't remember was, of course, the previously hired Deacon Frost. That was the man who used to get awards for showing up. I think Wrath might have earned himself the Just Showing Up award.
Well, the problem with Wrath is he only shows up like once and then doesn't show up.
Exactly.
At least Frost continually. Well, Frost was we liked Frost because he showed up even though he didn't win, he did never miss a match. That's a completely different thing.
Isn't that the wouldn't that then be considered the Scotty Snow Award?
No, not quite the same thing.
Scotty Snow Award is when you win a match that's a fluke.
Yeah, Scotty never – he showed up, but he never expected to win. Deacon Frost thought he was going to win and gave it a shot. But anyway.
Snow and Collins have a lot in common. They show up to compete. They don't care about wins or losses. They like to be there in the ring doing their job because they don't want – it's the one thing they wanted to do in life was compete. You know, and sometimes it's not a matter about how good you are. It's just that you get to do what you want to do, and those two are the same way.
Wrath just seems to show up when he ain't bored.
Well, you know, Wrath had a little bit of an issue the last time, and we hope that issue's been resolved, and he'll be here to take care of things for a long time.
We hope.
Well, God willing, but you can only ask
by
for
a
so
long
much.
Time, 2 weeks.
Like I said, you can only ask for so much. So, we move on to the next event. That would be Shadow Star. Would you like to finish it off, Rich?
Versus Mike Enigma. Now, these guys have had some history in the past in other federations, but it didn't matter tonight. The past doesn't matter in the PWA. All that matters is the present. So we got Shadow Star avenging, possibly, or at least, you know, rebounding from his TV title shot loss at the hands of Jacob Collins by defeating the newcomer Enigma. So, Shadow Star.
Enigma showed some talent. But Shadow Star just was able to capitalize on a, you know, the Enigma is a rookie here at least, and he made a rookie mistake, and Star capitalized. He got the win.
Yeah, I still can never bring myself to actually root for Shadow Star.
Nor can I. What the hell was all that?
Apparently Chameleon disappeared.
He had to run to the little girl's room.
Almost as though he blended in with the background.
Moving on, we got former TV champion Pohatu, a potato. Baked potato lately, because he's off doing who knows what somewhere, taking on Emperorian. And just, you know, it's not a surprise anymore. Emperorian has managed to capitalize on an unmotivated potato. Potato is fried. He's not motivated. He is done. And Emperor Ian, he was the guy who was put against him. And he walked out the winner.
Yay for Emperor Ian.
He won? Yay.
Yeah. Oh, hey, whoa, what the hell? Where did Chameleon come from? He must have just came right out of nowhere.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I did that to Hunter a couple weeks ago.
Jethro Hayes is still not happy about it.
Oh well.
I'd be careful. He might be involved in a hit and run involving a tractor.
Or he might like to pull a Victor Stone on a Radio Rich and come find you at home.
Make you squeal like a pig.
I'm glad I have more than one home.
I'm seriously sensing some bad Deliverance vibes here.
Yeah.
Are there good Deliverance vibes?
That's a good question. Jeez, be careful what you're wishing for.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Rob, would you like to save us some time and just sum up the blather that went on after that match?
What match?
We had some announcement in the office of the president.
Oh, it was similar to this. I was asked by Eli Storm in particular why I was the only participant in the Dome of Destruction that didn't have a match the following week. And the answer is simple. I'm the champion. The champion doesn't go on Rampage. Doesn't go on Chaos. I'm strictly pay-per-view. And because people, they need to pay to see me. That's all there is to it. And so I wasn't going to go on, you know, waste my time, you know, showing up and giving people a freebie. That's stupid. I'm a businessman. I know what makes money, and the Phoenix makes money. So that was pretty much that.
And you touched on something involving Wilkie.
Oh, yeah. See, I I forgot all about that whole thing. That was taped like 2 weeks ago, because since I wasn't actually in the arena.
Too many yoo-hoos.
Yeah, so anyway, so that involved the whole telling is a lie. Basically, I just went into detail explaining the fact that, Wilkie came to me with the idea, and, I obviously have been in cahoots. That's how we got access to hack the website, during the initial Talent is Alive push and entrance to all the arenas to attack the various people. And not only that, but apparently, and not apparently because I fucking said so, it's true. It was not always Alex Wilkie behind the mask doing the attacks or necessarily doing the attacks. Sometimes you didn't see who did the attacks.
You know, with that just scares me into not wanting to trust any of the masked people in this Federation. For all we know, it could be Sucker pretending to be El Rey and King Agony trying to be malicious. I mean, we just don't know anymore. It's really a scary
situation. And Phoenix is masked, so that works.
Oh, God, for all we know. I don't even want to guess. It could be one of the prima donnas.
Oh, I remember them. Anyway.
So we move along to the main event. It's Jamie Flynn, recently returning, taking on Victor Stone, the man who just can't quite seem to get it done.
And he couldn't get it done tonight, as Jamie Flynn busted Victor Stone's nose with a nasty Pele kick and gets the big win.
In fact, the only time Stone has been known to get it done was when he broke into Radio Rich's house. Quite a sad story.
The investigation on that is still ongoing.
Investigation. Okay, then we better not say he did. We might as well say he's accused of, just so no one says we're being biased.
What are you talking about? Of course he did it. I'm just saying that for some reason, the police does not believe me on this, despite
all I got to say is that bloody glove could have been planted. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to believe anything until the courts tell me differently.
Thank you, Johnny.
So,
moving on to Rampage.
Chewbacca defense, we're going to move on to Rampage. We open up with the new Kyle Stevenson. Kyle Stevenson, team champion.
Thank you.
Taking on the man who makes little children afraid to turn out their nightlight, Project X.
I don't think he's gotten into little girls' beds yet, so I'm not sure.
Well, we'll just have to leave that up to speculation. But anyway, the match was a...
It never happened.
Yeah.
It was a
million.
It was a
would you like to explain yourself, buddy?
Why?
Because you ruined the match. You and Hunter couldn't keep it in the back. You had to come out and screw the people out of seeing Project X take on Stevenson.
Oh, well. I had my own business to take care of. I don't really care much about Project X. You should know that.
Well, regardless, you should know that you need to learn to control yourself because Mr. Robinson's there is finally trying to assert himself. And he says that if you don't save it, you're going to be suspended.
Yeah, I know.
Just like our good buddy Scott Nash Strader.
Who I hear is trying to get that lawsuit to pass to get his ass back here.
Yeah, good fucking luck.
It's kind of hard to suspend the owner, though, so, you know.
Well, regardless, we move on to a moment one of those masked vigilantes I was talking about. It's El Rey, Mr. Grizzly be a champion, being oogled by his hordes and hordes of fans. Lottie freaking da.
Yeah.
Any insight from Radio Rich?
I ain't got none, because after all, El Rey, great in the ring, but my God, he bores me outside of it.
Man needs to learn to specca de langany.
No, not only is he great in the ring, according to Riona, he's great in the sack, too. That's what I heard.
Doing
stuff off the bedposts and everything, it's crazy. Craziness.
Still am questioning where the hell people hear all these stories.
Wait a minute. What do you mean heard stories? I've seen the videos. It's on the internet. You just got to...
Those were photoshopped.
I don't think so.
20 minutes of photoshopped? I don't think they can make a head move like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I will tell you that there is not a special effects house in all of Hollywood. Like, Industrial Light and Magic is not good enough to reproduce that scary, cavernous vagina that she's got. That's a fact.
The thing is, though, notice those videos. You notice those videos. They're either shot really up close or really far away. So you actually never get a good look at Riona's face in these videos. For all we know, it could be some porn star trying to cash in on her name.
Gentlemen, I think we can all agree it's a sad day when we have to take the name Potty Favor off Riona and pass El Rey due to Riona and Montoya Rose passing him around. So I think we can just all agree on that and be happy.
Yeah, so let us leave the Grizzly Cervezas champion and move on to Alex Wilkie.
The talent is sketchy.
Shit. Can we go back to the Grizzly Cervezas champion? No.
Magic rewind.
All right, let's talk about Wilkie.
Go on. We're waiting. Come on, spill it out, boy.
I'm just saying, Wilkie bores the crap out of me.
I thought you wanted to talk about El Rey.
No, that was just a joke.
Oi. All right, well, the talent is sketchy, Mr. Alex Wilkie. Take it on. Hey, shows up and doesn't expect to win Scotty Snow. And lucky for Snow, he's not disappointed because he has no expectations, as Alex Wilkie manages to win when Mokdashki shows up and pulls Snow out of the ring.
Yeah, after Scotty hit the snowplow, he actually had the match in hand, won, and denied, I believe is what the kids say. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Fuck them. That's what I say.
Yeah, Rob, is that illegal? You know, fucking kids. I heard that wasn't supposed to happen.
Actually, not in Georgia. That's what Jethro told me. Well, if they're related to you, that's the catch.
Well, I did hear that 16 is the age limit, but I mean, still. Regardless.
Anyway.
You know, and once again, we have those unsubstantiated rumors about Project X, you know. But who's gonna tell Project X that he's a villain, really?
Project X. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah, the Alex Wilkie, Scotty Snow. Yeah, that was the thing. Is Scotty's got this vendetta thing, I think, which is kind of ironic considering the Guy Fawkes mask. But so he was gonna fight Alex Wilkie. He's trying to make his way to me, and it's not going to happen. But just to make sure, to put Scotty in his place, I couldn't go out because I just said that I'm never appearing on Rampage or Chaos again.
Sent your Russian minion out to do the job for you.
Explain this, Rob. We understand that Dashki is an affiliate of yours. What's the standings with Wilkie? What's going on? Are you two still buddy-buddy, or did it just beat you?
Well, we've
after him?
I mean, obviously, Wilkie wants my title, so we're not allies or anything, but I do agree in large part with his assertion that, you know, much of the talent in the PWA is a joke, especially compared to, you know, me. So there is that. But mostly, I just wanted to make sure that Scotty didn't forget, you know, who was really in charge. It sure as hell isn't him.
Okay.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Takes a big man to put down a hurt animal.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
I digress. Let's move on to the Crimson Dragons taking on Hayes and Sullivan. I'm sure that Chameleon will love to discuss this.
No, actually, I don't. Here's the reason why. I already know what happened, and I know, you know, how it went down. I'd rather listen to everybody else's opinions.
It was quite probably the best match I've ever seen.
It was most entertaining to be in, I have to admit.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing I've seen since.
This could win match of the year for me. I mean, seriously. And it was so convenient that someone had to have the membership card on them. I mean, that just worked out perfectly.
I'm prepared for anything. Let's just put it that way.
They might end up in
an H.A. Gregg or something, and one of them has a credit card that they can put on all the damaged furniture on they break.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm prepared for that every week in the PWA, trust me.
I was also amazed. I wasn't even aware we were in Cleveland until since I wasn't at the arena until that was nice. So would somebody like to for the like two people that missed this epic match go over it?
Wonderful. Yeah, not it. Please, Rich, grace us with your majestic voice.
In the beginning, there were the Crimson Dragons, and they fought Jethro Hayes and Hunter Sullivan. And it was an even match at first. But then, carnage ensued.
I mean, it was innovative.
There were crazy moves.
They were inventing stuff on the spot. I don't even think most of those moves have names. They've never even seen that shit in Japan.
I was quite animated for this match, so it gave me some new abilities I didn't have before.
I gotta say, one of my favorite parts was Chameleon Gang Goost. That guy just made me laugh, I gotta say.
I set him up with a friend of mine. His name's Kyle.
He's so sweet. You're so sweet. Oh,
so we have a it ends up, you know, Jethro Hayes and Razor and that other guy, they go off and they fight for a while, and we get to see an epic almost practically a chase between Sullivan and Chameleon that goes all over the great city of Cleveland. They fight in Jacobs
Field.
Looks like
you carried away. The
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, the home of Drew Carey for some reason.
I just want to figure how we had enough time to broadcast them walking from place to place.
I think they edited those parts out.
Don't you remember? Don't you remember? They shot it all in fast motion. It was like
Benny Hill.
Had the belly. Yeah. Yes.
Yakety Sax was playing. It was awesome.
And of course, you know, they fight in the Natural History Museum of Cleveland, and the whole match just goes crazy, out of control, and
don't forget that they got a 10% discount at the door because Chameleon's a member.
Yeah, needed to save every dime with the amount of bills I had to pay for this match.
And he apparently keeps his billfold in his spandex because he was able to pull that card out.
I want to know where are the pockets in that thing?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to reach into any of those holes.
Good point. So
normally only my wife gets out my wallet during those times, so you're okay.
I would hope you ain't asking your brother, hey, Reyes, get my wallet for me. Yes,
little like the part
brother.
Where Sullivan was dumb enough to pick up a cardboard tube and hit you with it. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that hurt. I almost got a paper cut.
Just make sure you don't go shoving your cardboard tube into your pockets. We don't need to see that.
Oh, that ain't cardboard.
Okay. We're going to move right along to Chameleon.
Well, yeah, Chameleon.
Yes?
You had a T-Rex fall on you. Ow.
Forgot. They also fought through a gigantic colon.
Colon, I know.
20
years
old.
Yeah.
I mean, that was more violent. Having a giant T-Rex skeleton fall on you, that was more violent than anything I saw in the Dome of Destruction. Maybe.
I have no comment.
And you used language that nearly got us penalized by the FCC. Just so you know.
Well, fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was...
Are we on HBO?
Did they suspend your membership card for breaking that dinosaur?
No, actually, they ended up having the best turnout in the last 6 months that day. So I actually got an invitation to come back and do it again.
Really? Did you get a 10% discount on your repair bill?
Sadly, no. They charged me an extra 10% for the damages.
Oh, that was sad.
We could make an annual event, you know, make a rampage out of Cleveland's Natural History Museum.
I think just going by Cleveland, we could make a rampage out of Cleveland.
Probably.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, you know, we're all skipping over the fact, yes. Yeah, Hunter Sullivan somehow pinned Chameleon.
Oh, but with an assist from a T-Rex.
Yes, of course.
Yes. It took a 65-year-old skeleton to pin me. But you know what? Based on some of my past matches, that's pretty normal.
It would be I've
been pinned by some pretty old people before. It's scary.
Okay.
We are talking about matches. You can go anywhere you want with it.
We're going down the road of how Duff like you used to be pinned by the ladies, but why don't
I prefer to be pinned. Hey, up until a few months ago, I always got pinned by the ladies, so you know it was okay.
Well, are you Kyle Stevenson now?
No. You know my record.
I put two and two together, Cam. It's so sweet of you to set up Kyle Stevenson with your friend there, but I never saw him as that type. But I mean, you know, some people like bananas, some people like oranges.
You're protesting a little too much.
Oh, no, this Kyle's not in the Federation right now.
We move on to Riona Langley taking on the
Now we move on.
That was convenient.
Moving on.
You're protesting way too much.
The premier attraction, Corey Lazarus.
Yes.
After some entrances that would give you enough time to write a sonnet, we get to the meat and potatoes of this match, which in all honesty was not that long.
Dinner and poetry?
Of course they weren't. They were still beat up from the dome.
Plus, we probably had to make up for time lost during the Cleveland expiration match.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
And in the end, Riona Langley puts down Corey Lazarus.
Again.
But then again, it hasn't exactly been a great year for the premier attraction. Which, you know, anyone else heard that he's thinking of retiring?
I heard that rumor. The PWA may be better for it.
You know, he's had a rough year. I mean, he had feud with Mark McDonald. Nasty. He had a feud with Matthew Engel. He's had some rough matches. The Elimination Chamber, Dome of Destruction. It's a lot for one body to take.
Well, you said it right there. He feuded with Mark McNasty. Need I say more?
Yeah, that's not really fair for him. Nobody should have to do that. I know from experience.
Just like nobody should have to touch Riona Langley.
Well then, I don't know how anybody would ever beat Riona without touching her.
What have we told you? Hazmat suits,
cyber sex.
All right.
It did shut them up for a minute. Give me that.
I am so lost. We are gonna.
Yeah. You always are, but that's okay.
We move on to the next. Would we
like? Mr. Hardcore. Be the intern. What? Get me a hot dog.
How about no? Oh, anyway, I'm so sorry. I'm out. Sold the last one to the back of Rob's head.
Okay, fair enough. It was well worth that last hot dog.
Oh, yes, it was. Even if I did have to scrub every toilet in the last three arenas we've been to, you wonder why I haven't been here. Rob didn't share that one with you, did he?
No. Rob was surprisingly mum on the subject.
You know, I got a lot of complaints. He's never going to do that again. I got a lot of complaints about his wide stance in the, if you guys followed the news at all, you'd know what I'm talking about without euphemism.
Did you mean any senators while you were going through these arenas?
Yes. I guess for the people that maybe they're Canadian, maybe they don't know. He was blowing guys.
They're Canadians. They don't deserve to know.
Oh, that's true. But I'm going to tell him anyway. He was blowing dudes in the bathroom.
Blowing them away with the cleanliness of these restrooms after I used Robinson's toothbrush to clean the toilet.
That too.
Total shock and awe.
You know what? I did hear references to something sucking like a vacuum cleaner. I don't know. Maybe they were talking about that because I thought, that's weird. Who cleans a bathroom with a vacuum cleaner? But maybe.
You know, I am just the model of efficiency. I got to get a job done. I don't half-assed anything.
Then how do you explain your performance on PWA Radio?
But I'm bummed.
I don't know. I try to live up to the standard that's radio rich. So, I mean, I don't know.
Nobody can live up to the standard that is radio rich.
I'm sorry. I gotta have something to shoot for. Because Robinson, it would be illegal to shoot at. So anyway. Would we
not if it's part of a match.
Well, you know.
Alright, well, you guys give me a title match and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay, alright.
Why would you get a title match?
I don't know. I heard PWA Radio was the place where magic happened.
Yeah, really? You'd be lucky to get a Scotty Snow match.
I've actually beat Scotty Snow, so been there, done that.
We could have him face King Agony. No, that'd be too much for you, Mr. Hardcore.
Eh, we'll see. Anyway, would we like to move on to the new Chaos Ladies?
All right, fine. I'm sick of putting you under my boot for the week. Moving on to Friday Night Chaos.
Somebody does have to take the pressure off Riona once in a while, or it loses its fun. So,
ooh, another Riona burn. You are so original.
I know, ain't I? It's a gift.
The difference between being original and enjoying where you are.
To the bottom of the totem pole.
It's still, well, no, it doesn't pay more than it pays you. How's your desk coming along, Rich?
I got a couple legs.
Congratulations. Maybe for your birthday a few months down, we'll try to get you that chair to go with it.
Oh, yeah. I had to steal one of the chairs out of my kitchen table.
That's, you know, creative. We got a newbie. We got new blood. Frosty the Snowman.
Ugh, that guy's creepy.
Trying to take on the Sama's cousin, nephew, excuse me, Jacob Collins. Thoughts, ladies?
That Frosty guy is creepy.
I just want to know why Jacob Collins, who won a TV title shot, has yet to get a TV title shot.
Well, we're going to get to that later on.
Who booked that tournament?
Rob?
What tournament?
Was it Robinson or was it Chameleon booking Rampage? Come on,
oh,
I don't want
oh,
to...
Oh, you mean the big number one contender dealio?
Which we're not supposed to be getting into yet, but...
Well, regardless, one of them could tell us who booked it.
Yeah, that was actually not me. I'm apparently, by order of the board, I'm not allowed to make the decision that would directly affect me, you know, getting easy matches to retain my title.
Well, so. Chameleon, if you didn't book it, then you need to go talk to Joe Boxer. That'll answer your question as to why you ain't getting your shot.
Well, are you telling me that malicious can't, you know, fight twice in one night?
He can barely fight. I'm not saying anything.
I don't get shit to do. I can't even, you know, decide if I'm selling hot dogs or t-shirts. How am I supposed to book? Come on.
Mr. Hardcore doesn't even know what a book is.
It's that thing with the scary words in it. But as Mr. Zoolander said, as long as I don't play their games, those words can't hurt me. So. Next we have...
Did you just quote Zoolander?
Yes, I did.
That explains the level of reading material.
Yeah.
Mr. Hardcore's level of reading material is still, you know, magazines. You got those two pictures. You got to spot the six differences in them. So,
picture books.
I have almost found Waldo in Japan. That is all I'm going to say.
What are those called? They're, what the hell are those?
I got a spoiler for you on that Waldo thing. Look behind the samurai.
No.
I'm not going to tell you which samurai, but look behind the samurai.
Oh, you bastard. You get my hopes up like that, and then there's like 10 million samurai.
Well, it's Japan. What do you expect?
Well, you could also have like ninjas or something like that. I don't know. Maybe
ninjas and sumo wrestlers and girls in kimonos.
Yes. And sushi bars. Gotta love that sushi, you know, health food.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Lovely, but right. That's for another time. We can get therapy some other time. We got a Grizzly Bear title match
Well, wait a minute. We didn't even go. We got over one match in Chaos. We haven't even talked about, you know, our PWA's favorite son, Kyle Stevenson, facing off against Emperor Ian, or Wrath, who apparently is Aeolus Wrath, I guess, facing off against PWA's least favorite son, Hunter Sullivan.
I must be
oh, wait, we just did.
Page. Okay, I was looking at the wrong page. Notes were in the wrong order. Yes, we have Kyle Stevenson's, Rob's own personal favorite whipping boy, taking on the Emperor, who's fresh off a win. I'm sure Kyle hopes he can at least get his match started this week. As long as we don't have any... We don't have the...
we don't have the Rumble equivalent
to worry about. We don't have Guy Fawkes running around to screw matches over anymore, but you do have to watch out for Chameleon and Hunter having an exchange of testosterone. So...
Yeah. That's what that was?
I don't know. Maybe it was estrogen and it was a cat bite. I can't really tell.
Yeah.
Work on your education, dude.
Oh, suddenly your voice gets a lot deeper, I notice. Yeah, whatever.
It did? Okay.
I don't know why I found that funny.
So
I don't know either.
Cam is so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
And then following Stevenson and Ian, which, by the way, I'm expecting PWA's favorite son, the Phenom Kyle Stevenson, to take the throne here, so to speak.
My, you know, Stevenson's been actually showing some ability lately. So, but Ian's been on a roll. Ian's won a few matches.
Yeah, well, we'll see what he does. We'll see how he handles without his servants at ringside.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Next, we got Aeolus Wrath taking on Hunter Sullivan. Cam, can we expect you to keep yourself occupied while this match is going on?
I sense that the no comment is a comment on whether or not Chameleon will be involved in this.
Nothing says a lot more than something.
I apologize. My mind was on other things. Ask me that question again.
Can we expect you to be preoccupied when this Hunter Sullivan Aeolus Wrath match is going on? Or might we get a lovely guest appearance by you?
Oh, I love the irony of that question, since I missed it the first time because I was preoccupied. When it comes to Hunter Sullivan, I'm not going to give anything away, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
I sure hope for your sake Hunter doesn't plan ahead. You know, he does have a... he seems to be racking up a buddy or two in the back. You wouldn't want them to come running out.
I'm not too worried about them.
Hunter Sullivan has friends? This is news.
Well, the friend of your enemy is your friend, and, oh, wait. Okay, let's rewind. The friend of your, the enemy of your, I don't know what I'm getting at, but what I'm getting at is that Jethro Hayes, you know, you give him a reason, he might be willing to come out and back up Sullivan, Cammy.
And then, you know, when that happens, we'll get that guy whose name we don't mention to come out and back up Chameleon.
I mean, Stretch. You're talking about Stretch Murphy?
Razor.
God damn it, Chameleon, stop saying that.
Oh, that was creepy. Is he here in the... Oh, I got shudders. Oh, I'm... Oh, goosebumps.
I haven't been so creeped out since that Frosty the Snowman promo.
How does that guy move? I mean, that has got to be very uncomfortable to have your legs surrounded by a giant... Like freaking plastics, like globe around your legs. What's he gonna do? Waddle at Colin? Hang on, stay where you are. I'll be there in a minute.
He'll bite his ankles off.
Oh, something. So finally, we move on to the main event of Chaos. We got a Grizzly Bear title match. No stipulation named yet.
We got
El Rey de Corazon, the King of Hearts, taking on Shadow Star.
Ooh. I'm sensing victory by
That's
El Rey.
The main event.
I know.
We got nothing better. Everyone's in the main event of Rampage, so we got to make do with what we got.
Well, hey, Chameleon, why don't you go out and wrestle a broomstick? That'll be a better match than this one.
I don't know, guys. I don't know why you're hating so much. El Rey ain't that bad. I mean,
I like El Rey, but Shadow Star brings negative energy to any match that he is a part of. He is like the reverse of Chameleon. Any match that he's involved in is made suckier by his general presence. He could be at ringside doing commentary, and the two people in the ring will be much suckier than they ever could be without him there.
Hey, Rich, you got something brown on your nose.
Oh, no. I was just using Chameleon as a convenient example because he was right here and holding the chair over my head.
Convenient. Oh, he's trying to give me a chair. Ain't that cute? Oh,
I know.
Huh?
It was what? So nice.
Next, he's going to ask you out to the prom. But anyway, we move on to Rampage. We got a new guy. I don't know if it's
Vitaly
German.
Petrov.
Would that be German, Russian, or Italian?
I believe that is Russian.
Russian. All right, we got Petrov taking on Rob's Scott other Snow. Favorite wrestler, Scotty Snow.
So we got the Russians facing the Canadians. This is like a world war that...
What?
Yeah.
Since when is Scotty Snow a Canadian?
I thought Scotty Snow was Canadian.
He's from Memphis.
He does the Canadian Destroyer.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, wait, that's Wilkie. Oh,
yeah. Wilkie is Canadian.
Where is Scotty from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, Wilkie is indeed Canadian. That is why he started out as Mr. Canadian. Fun fact.
Thank you, Mr. Research.
No problem. Anyway.
All right, so Radio Rich made a gaffe there. Not the first time, won't be the last time, but it doesn't happen very often.
It's still a pay deduction. I got to go take out a few bucks out of your next chair leg. You got to learn one way or another.
Do I sense some jealousy from Mr. Hardcore? Because Radio Rich has the beginnings of a desk when you don't even have the first bit of wood for your desk.
No, he took care of that in the bathroom when he was cleaning.
I was going to say, I got plenty of wood, but that's another story.
All right, guys.
Regardless, remember who's
keep on.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. Oops, sorry. That's the words.
We've had this discussion. I am the intern/accountant because I got to earn a living somehow, and I got a nice mahogany desk in the back room where I crunched numbers.
Excuse me.
Yeah, really. And next you're going to tell me that Alex Wilkie has talent.
Well, actually, he does. Just not as good as most of us.
I never said I would lie directly to your face, so.
Anyway, we've got... please go. Go.
We've got beginnings of a tournament. It is a number one contenders tournament, and for those of you who ain't heard, it is two teams of four taking on each other in the first round, and the winning team advances to see who will become the number one contender to Mr. Robinson's Pretty Little Belt, while
the losing
team will challenge for the Intercontinental title.
Okay, now this is where I'm gonna interject myself. I just want to make it clear that the first match is a one pinfall victory. Just one person's gonna be pinned. That match is over. And I know there's been questions by people asking about Riona's position in this match. If her team wins and she goes on for the world title, a chance to face for the world title, if it'll be the same situation as Christmas at Ground Zero. If she wins the world title, the IC title will be automatically vacated. However, if she loses in the first match due to herself or another person on her team being pinned, she's now in the position that she's in the Intercontinental Championship Tournament. But every match she is in, she's defending her title.
I thought the second round of the tournament was for tag team matches.
No, it's the IC.
Now, let me ask you this.
What I was saying was, I think you said it last week, where the two winning
teams... You're right. The second round is a tag team. You're right. absolutely right. If her team, then it would be the IC. If she loses, then the two that go on are going to go for the number one contendership to face her.
Okay.
The point is, if she's in the IC championship reign, IC championship, she has to go all the way to keep her belt, unless she loses in the tag. And, you know, so she basically has, I'm going to say right off the top of my head, she has two chances to defend her IC title,
likely. Well, that
doesn't likely.
Sound right to me, if I may interject. If she loses in the tag, if she thinks she's going to lose, she could just forfeit and keep a title. Wouldn't it be more sensitive if she loses the tag match, the two people who win got to go on to fight for the vacated IC title?
No. And in my the IC title
singles
is a single
championships
title.
Should never be defended in tag team matches.
All I'm getting
well,
at
it,
is if she
in my opinion it all depends.
Lose, she could forfeit. She could cost her team the match and she keeps the title. That just sounds a little, you know, sketchy to me.
Yeah, but she would still have to defend the winners of the other team.
Regardless, she lives to keep a title another day.
Yeah, well.
And if her team wins, that just ends up being an IC title match, you know?
The bottom line is she's got a chance for a world title match if her team wins the first round. If her team does not win the first round, her belt is on the line whether or not she defends at the end against the winner of the secondary round because she loses the tag team match. Or if she wins that, the one she faces, instead of it being for the number one contendership, will just be for the IC title and be pushed to Genesis.
Now, what happens if Riona goes all the way to go? So Riona would be wrestling twice at Genesis if she goes all the way to face the Phoenix at Genesis, right?
That's not yet been determined, but from just basically off the top of my head, probably.
Well, then, if that said scenario occurs, wouldn't it be more fair to also have the Phoenix wrestling a match that night beforehand?
Yes, no. That's a very good idea.
Doesn't really work that way.
It probably will, since I think for now we'll just let that one hang in the hair and let Rob sweat.
Anything that works like that is fine by me.
I mean, yes. WrestleMania 10 did it for the WWE, so.
Well, we've announced a few names. Why don't we just go ahead and spill the beans?
Oh, do you mind if I do this, Mr. Hardcore? I am the co-host.
I'll be modest.
Kneel before Zod, son of Jor-El.
Don't ask too much, bitch. Go on and read the names.
All right.
Don't ask him to kneel. He may.
I'd have to ask Rob how I'm supposed to do it.
You were doing it fine. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That was a little bit more information than the listeners needed.
Yeah, really.
You told me you were going to give me a Christmas bonus. God, I didn't know what I was
getting
into.
There was a bonus coming. Anyway.
That was some real... I heard that was a really rancid Yoo-Hoo. Let's just say that much. So we got on team number one, we'll say. We have the Intercontinental Champion and actually now officially the longest reigning PWA Intercontinental Champion in the history of the title, Riona Langley, facing off against Victor Stone, the Jackass, facing off against current World Tag Team Champion Jamie Flynn, and of course,
Rob, Rich, what are you talking about? They ain't facing off.
I know. Sorry, I was getting caught up in my words there. That's
jumping
the
ahead?
Team. Yeah, just a bit.
Somebody has some anger issues. Jeez.
Facing off against Project X, the premier attraction Hollywood kid, Corey Lazarus, the former World Tag Team Champion, Jethro Hayes, and the current TWA Television Champion and Radio Rich's personal new endorsement, Malicious. Thoughts?
Went off to a rough start, but that was beautiful in the end.
Wow. Anyway, Radio Rich going back to the bathroom jokes.
I got tied up in my words.
You know, it's a very interesting lineup. You got people... You got a couple of faces on one side teamed up with some heels. You got some people who don't exactly see eye to eye.
Riona and Stone.
It's going to be a very interesting match. You would think that maybe Lazarus and PX are still going to be a little beat up from the matches they've endured. And you might think they even have some bad blood, but you might think, on the other hand, that they're so focused on wanting to win that they ain't even going to give a crap who they teamed up with.
The wild card in this match is Malicious, because this is his first time being anywhere near the main event level. Like the others, they have been, they've come, some have lost, some have won. But this is the first time for Malicious, so we don't know how he's going to react when he's facing off against talent of this level, except for Alex Wilkie.
I will concur that Malicious is a new boy. I mean, everyone else there's been world champ or gone for world champ. Malicious has won a TV title, which, you know, we've had plenty of guys come in, boom, win the TV title, and disappear into the sunset. But
Victor Stone.
You know, we've also got people like, say, Stone or Wilkie or PX who have been, you know, a little bit more than iffy lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at least Melissa's has been showing up, if I may steal Rob's bit, when guys like, you know, Lazarus has not been at his top of his game lately. PX, he showed up for Dome of Destruction. We didn't get to see if he's in his game last week. Thank you to Mr. Chameleon and Mr. Sullivan.
You're welcome.
Stone. Oi.
Shot after shot after shot, and he can never convert on it.
He gets chances after chances, and he just keeps falling short. It's really sad, you know? He has that potential. He came in here with a bang, but he just hasn't done it yet.
And, he came in with a bang and left with a bust.
So, you know, maybe he's got more to prove than some of these other guys. It's just, it's going to be one hell of a match if these people all give the potential they have. But that would require they all, you know, actually try.
I see this coming down basically to Riona and Jamie facing off against Jethro and Malicious, with the other guys being there.
That doesn't sound very good for Hayes or Malicious.
No, it doesn't. Though, after the wars they've had, the very idea of Riona and Jamie being on the same side sort of scares me a little.
Well, you know, I'm sure Hayes is going to
I thought that they were on the same side anyway before Matthew Engel got sidelined.
Yeah, I did too.
That happened. That was a one-night thing.
I'm
just glad that Matthew Engel's in here to team up with Riona because, you know, God forbid we don't need the plague being one side of this team.
Honestly, if Engel was, you know, you replace Wilkie with Engel, and yeah, that's a nasty group to be up against. Even Victor, you know, Victor, I've taken some shots from Victor, and I've given out a lot of verbal
shots.
So is
Mr. Hardcore.
But Victor Stone is, you know, you put him in a match, you know, you're not sure if he's going to win or lose, but he'll always, you know, beat the crap out of someone. So, including myself, of course.
That little pit bull that is in the lawn of the old lady's house, barking a lot with the Beware of Dog sign. But you don't know.
You know, he injures a mailman or two, but you never know whether or not he's going to be that dangerous.
You don't know if when you open the gate, he's going to come for you, or if you're going to be able to put your foot in his face and knock him over.
That was probably the best metaphor I've ever heard for Victor Stone. Who are you, and what have you done with Mr. Hardcore?
Wouldn't you like to know? That
was still Mr. Hardcore, because he was... Anyway, I'm not going to go there.
That's probably
for funny.
Anybody can fake a Boston accent.
Who's faking Boston? I'm from Philly.
What?
I'm from Philly.
You're not from Philly.
Yes, I am. I'm from Philly. You want to know how I know? I know those idiots in Pittsburgh say yins. Oh, that was such a bad night.
I'm from Baltimore. I know Pittsburgh says yins.
One night in Pittsburgh, and I hear yins and yous. Oh, it was painful.
Yeah, Pittsburgh itself is painful.
No kidding. Oh, God.
Ugh, fucking
That's why I stay on this side of the state.
Yeah. Fucking Steelers.
So, ladies, can we get a final call? I think, sadly, everyone's in agreement that we got to go with the virus, the sad little pit bull, T talent is sketchy, and Mr. Flynn. Anyone like to vote for the other side of this?
I would.
Really now?
Really?
Yes. Yes, I would.
But are you going to?
You know, to be honest with you, Hayes is going to put in probably the best fight of his life. Malicious is winning. Not all the time, but when he wins good. Lazarus, we'll have to see if he feels that he... We'll have to see if he feels that he has the chance that everybody thinks he has. Dex, I could care less. But if he wants it, he can be
so
the anchor of this team.
So you do care.
Did everyone else hear that lion roar, or did Victor Stone come back for seconds? I guess that was just my house then. All right, ladies, let's move on.
There's a place to move on to?
I don't know. Year-end awards.
It hasn't been booked yet. Though I should probably mention to the booking committee for Unsanctioned to get off their ass and start booking it. We are close. In case anybody has not realized, we are 2 weeks away from our next pay-per-view event, the first pay-per-view event of January, 2009, yes. The PWA is only 9 days away from since the first show aired on the 11th, truly, right now, the PWA is a year old. And I think that's impressive. We have made a year. We've got a pay-per-view in 2 weeks, and we got Genesis in about 6 weeks. So, you know, I just wanted to point out we've done damn well for all the ups and downs we've had.
Sadly, the unsanctioned website, it must not be sanctioned yet because it ain't up.
What is this, Genesis 9?
Yeah, it is. Yes, because last year it was that... Infinity 8 crap.
Yeah.
That looked like some of the old Power Rangers episodes when they were going to Zeo with the weird shapes that no one knew what the hell was going on.
Hey, I thought the Infinity symbol leading up to Genesis 8 was very creative.
If I can make a Power Rangers reference out of it, it can't be all that great. Anyway.
Power Rangers.
So, ladies, would we like to maybe discuss year-end awards of our own personal discussion?
Yes. I win everything, because none of you would win anything if it wasn't for me, because I started this.
So you win pay-per-view of the year. Okay, so Chameleon is
yes!
Year. There we
Chameleon
go.
Chameleon wins Female Superstar of the Year? Holy
Diva
crap.
Diva of the Year, Chameleon.
We don't have a Diva of the Year. We should have, though, because we've... I don't think there has been any point in the full year we have not had at least one female on the roster active. Now, of course, Riona has been active the whole time, but not always on the roster.
I don't know if I would consider Riona a diva.
Oh, come on. A little credit.
That lady has too much testosterone flowing through her blood. She scares me a little bit. Knowing her,
she hates the term diva anyway.
So, alright, what is the first award that you would like to discuss, Mr. Hart?
Why don't we go with, let's start out simple. Pay-per-view of the year. Anyone got a favorite?
Oh,
Revolutions
boy.
Revolutions per minute.
Close. That one is definitely a good, solid bet for pay-per-view of the year, but, I was really impressed.
Hold on. Radio Rich is changing his tune here. High Stakes.
That's the one. That's the one I was thinking of.
High Stakes was quite the exciting pay-per-view. I definitely can't agree about that.
I really thought the way we put it together and combining a couple of aspects from different promotions with the way we do things, we had a really solid turnout, both in terms of our production value as well as our competitors and our matches.
Though Radio Rich would like to give a special award to the top three matches for Manitoba Mayhem, as they were all excellent contests.
Yes.
And I'd like to make a throw out to Summer Sizzler for the finals of the United Forces tournament. It was definitely a month that was exciting and kept people on their toes through the team-ins.
I'm going to be a dissenting opinion. I think Christmas at Ground Zero was the best event of the
you
year.
You would.
Okay. It's the only one you've won, of course.
Well, you know, it was a classic and a defining moment.
Plastic?
It could have been plastic. I don't know. But it was a defining moment for the PWA.
You know what, though? I got to admit, you know, it took you a whole year, but you got there. You're starting out 2009, the second year of the PWA as the world champion.
That's
and
right.
You've been here for the whole run, you know, so... Kudos. I mean, there are people who take a title, win it, and lose it, and walk away. You don't. So
I haven't lost that. So, yeah.
Well, we got that done.
Okay. Let's. What's the next award?
This one might be a little easier for everyone. Mm-hmm. How about match of the year? Do we have one for that?
Oh, absolutely. Well,
my tag team match, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the default winner. So we're just—it's kind of like saying what's the best rock band ever. You just got to take the Beatles out. That's not fair. So. Taking that
well, right now it's like the default. What's the best eFed ever, and that's going to be PWA.
Yeah. So.
What is an eFed?
Yeah, seriously, I never heard of this thing.
It's our guys. It's our online program we distribute for those who can't wrestle for real.
Oh, that thing.
Yes.
The handicap one. Okay.
So
it's our fantasy league. You know, like fantasy football.
Oh, okay. I know about that then.
Yeah, I've heard
about
that.
Match of the year, hardcore.
Match of the year, you want a good one. I might have to go with Battle Dome. Or not.
Battle Dome was awesome.
And Nasty Phoenix, that was one hell of a match.
Razor versus Project X for going down to the limit the way it did.
You know, what do you say, Rich? Match of the year.
You know, most people are going to think that I might say the Dome of Destruction here. And as awesome as that match was... Riona Langley, Jamie Flynn from Manitoba Mayhem.
No, that one sucked. It was clearly the Dome of Destruction was the best match of the entire year.
Razor versus Project X, last man standing with the finger raised in the air at the end by Project X.
No, definitely the Dome of Destruction was the best match of the year, best ending, best
Dome day. Of Destruction ended with a break, you know? It's like it was faulty from the beginning, and, you know, the competitors weren't really that big in it. So, you know, Razor Project X have been around much longer than those two guys. That's a feud that has lasted throughout different federations throughout history, you know?
It's not a flash in the pan, it's a slow, simmering wine! It's ironic you say that. You want to talk about ending with a break, and I bring up Battle Dome.
I bring
That's
up the ladder match.
That's not, no, I'm saying Dome of Destruction, not Battle Dome. Dome of Destruction.
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic
that one,
match.
That one. Yeah.
Best match of the year.
It was
nothing better than that match, except for, of course, the tag team match. But who could, you know, stuff that they were doing, it was mind-boggling. So,
you want to talk about break of the year? Breaking a skeleton, that's breaking.
Okay.
All right. I got two left. Shocking moment of the year.
Phoenix winning a world title.
Yes,
Phoenix winning a world title.
That is a good point.
Yes, I would say that tied with the Phoenix coming out of retirement, which was also quite shocking and unexpected.
Honestly, yeah, it was shocking, but not wanted.
Speaking of shocking and not wanted, I think that might bring up, you know, Alex Wilkie being revealed as town is a lie. With all the names that have been flying around for months... It's like Alex Wilkie, really?
Yeah, we all had that reaction last week.
But then also, you know, I think that a good one might be... You know, we've had some really good ones this year. You could go with, say... I don't even know. Chameleon coming out. God, you did a lot this year, didn't you, man? You were a busy guy.
I tried to make sure that... I kept the PWA up and running during the slow spot, so, you know, I had a few twists and turns my own. I don't think anybody ever expected me and Fire to get together.
I was going to say, it was pretty interesting that someone was pulling your strings. Did we ever find out who that was?
I'm still working on that. That has never truly gone out of the way, but I've been keeping it out of the PWA and more in a actual, true, how should I say this, legal standpoint. Because with what's going on and everything, I didn't want to give him any TV time to push him to want to do more. So I've taken it to a legal standpoint, you know, away from the PWA television and the fans and more into the, you know, more into the law side of it, so.
What the hell are you even talking about?
The one that was pulling my strings at the time where I was forced to get with fire.
I don't even recall that. So,
did you have a pick, Rich?
As I said, I was overlooked by saying that I still think Matthew Engel joining the MOA after everything that he's been through was pretty shocking. Geez,
everybody joins the MOA at some point.
We found out Rob.
I think I did for a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
if
who hasn't been in the MOA?
If freaking Dennis Rodman.
Breonna Langley.
If freaking Whatever. Dennis Rodman can join the NWO. Right.
You know what? She's at the MOA in her. So just because she hasn't been in the MOA, it's all the same.
Zing. We move on. Wrestler of the year.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Phoenix doesn't count.
The Phoenix does count. The Phoenix was in more main events up until his retirement. Then when he comes to retirement, he immediately wins the world title. Wrestler of the year.
Losing your main events does not make you a great wrestler.
I gotta concur.
I was at what? Losing doesn't matter. I was in the main events. People,
that would have made me the HIC Wrestler of the Year.
Now wait, let me state my case. The Phoenix was the heel of the year, undoubtedly, due to the fact
I think I lost
that, let me explain.
I see.
I thought you were waiting. You meant you lost my explanation. No, even after I was retired. I was still mentioned in damn near every promo. It was startling.
You were on PWA Radio.
I was still the benchmark.
Managing people, so I wonder why you
mentioned. Dude, Bush is mentioned in most political discussions, but he's not popular.
He's very unpopular.
Reliable votes here, Cam and Rich?
So, yeah, Phoenix.
Taking yourself out of the... I think what we should do is taking yourself out of the equation, Chameleon and Phoenix. Because voting for yourself is just boring.
Well, Phoenix, I can back it up with logic.
All right, we're not going to get anything
out of Okay, fine. You want to back this up with logic? Riona Langley, Superstar of the Year, won every pay-per-view match that
except,
she was in except the
except
Donut
the one
with Destruction.
Phoenix beat her. Ha, ha, ha.
Chameleon, so, are you going to vote for yourself?
Longest reigning Intercontinental Champion in PWA.
Well, nobody else will.
Only because she doesn't defend the title. It's real easy to have a long reign when you don't have any title defenses.
I agree with that.
Ah. Oh, where's the comeback?
I don't know. When was your first title defense, Rob?
Well, get me a pay-per-view.
All I know to say is that the intern believes that Mr. McNasty,
wait,
former PWA radio veteran, Mr. Mark McNasty, former longest reigning IC champ, longest current reigning world champ. Beat Rob 3 times. The reason he won that Dome of Destruction is McNasty was fired.
Well,
Rob won the Dome of Destruction is because he manipulated everybody. He manipulated the rules to suit him. Why else did he come out to last?
Oh, please. If you don't expect Rob to manipulate everything in his advantage, you ain't prepared.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for Rob and Chameleon to get into a manipulation fight.
I'm waiting for them to get into
You know what? We've been there, we've done that, and it just didn't.
Yeah, it's gotten old.
We've moved on.
Sounds kinky, boys. Anyway,
at least for now. Ha ha. Anyway, next.
Okay, Estrada. Ha ha.
All right. You know what? Is there anything else? Anybody have anything important to say? Oh, well, you had one more.
Did you have one more?
No, that was it.
Oh, yeah, because you had a shocking moment. Okay. Well, hot diggity. I think that's it, ladies. I think we're done.
Now who's stepping on toes and stealing lines?
I don't know. But, we've definitely beaten this one to death. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah. He ran over the clown, backed up, and ran over it again.
So, anyway, yeah. So, and we've actually
been... Die!
Talking for over an hour.
Fuck you! Sad. Stop saying his name!
No, nobody wants that. So now I've actually got to edit this shit. God. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just going to put it unedited out there. So that's because...
You're a brave man,
the
Rob.
The best way to do it.
That is the best way to do it. The easiest way. I like to break it up into segments, but I didn't really plan on that this time. Anyway, so there we go. I forget. I don't even know what we do.
Close the curtains, Rob.
All right, whatever.
Disappeared as a moral dilemma, cause at first it was weird, though I swore to eliminate the worst of the plague that devoured humanity. It's true, I was vague on the how, so how can it be that you have shown me the light? It's a brand new day, and the sun is high. All the birds are singing that you're gonna die. How I hesitated, now I wonder why. It's a brand new day. All the times that you beat me unconscious, I forgive. All the crimes incomplete, listen, honestly, I'll live. Mr. Cool, Mr. Right, Mr. Know-it-all is through. Now the future's so bright, and I owe it all to you, who showed me the light. It's a brand new me, I got no remorse. Now the water's rising, but I know the course. I'm gonna shock the world, gonna show that horse. It's a brand new day, and Penny will see the evil me. Not a joke, not a dork, not a failure. And she may cry, but her tears will dry when I hand her the keys to a shiny new Australia. It's a brand new day, yeah, the sun is high. All the angels sing because you're gonna die. Go ahead and laugh, yeah, I'm a funny guy. Tell everyone goodbye. It's a brand new day.